Oh man, sorry about that, folks. Apparently we have some dead air, so I have to think on my feet, which I don't do very well. So I guess what I'm going to do is I'm going to play some stuff, but I'm not promising anything. I don't even think it's good myself. Let's see. What do I got? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Oh wait, some Switchface. Well, I'm going to assume that all of you like Switchfoot, and I'm going to play some of it because I have to get set up for Animorphs. Uncensored. Oh, weird. Nobody was there for the radio drama. Sorry, I'm all by myself in here, which tends to make you a little woo-hoo, a little nuts. And I don't even know if my co-hosts are coming. So, we can always pray, right? Okay, I'm gonna hit the button. Peace out.
Nothing more. But there's nothing more. Nothing more. But there's nothing more. Nothing here is the same, it's all a dream that I saw in a movie film. And I'm telling you, it's my
dream. I'm not feeling it. Sorry to interrupt. I'll let this non-original stuff... Well, I guess Switchface can be original, but I just... Never mind. You probably are enjoying it. I'm just going to go back to my work. Say bye.
Symphonies and 24 times. soldier angel, more than a name, more than a scene, more than a call. You sing it, it takes me up and out with you. Painfully uncool.
losers and the dropouts, the losers, the sinners, the failures, and the fools. Oh, what a beautiful letdown. I'll be sold in the womb. Hey, let us sing.
Well, shoot, I've got like 2 minutes, and I'm bored, so I think what I'm going to go ahead and do is start the show. It also means that I'm going to have lots of issues. Hey, cool, I got phone calls, and funny story, I've never actually answered a phone on the show, so hold on, this could be interesting. That button. Hello, you're on Animorphs, the radio drama uncensored.
Hey, what's up, buddy? I decided to annoy you.
Hey, Joe.
You
and
wouldn't be
Joe.
Listening until everyone else got there.
Cool. Yeah, I'm actually on my cell phone and over the mic right now, so.
I know, it's kind of sweet. Like, I can kind of hear you talk to Joe Quarter at the same time.
Weird. Yeah, I can actually hear you in the back of this cell phone and on my headphones
weird.
And over the mic, which
it's
is weirder.
Sweet.
So.
Hey, can I read tonight?
No, you can't.
Hey, wait, are you actually on the air?
Yeah, I'm on the air.
Wait, so everyone else can hear us?
Really?
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, I actually started early because I was bored. Like, as soon as I hung up, I was like, you know what, I'm going to start early. No, Andy hung up. I actually stayed on the line. It was funny. Get it?
Dude, we're having the best study break right now in Kenna. And there's a girl named Allie. We're all typing essays, and she's complaining about her English 457 essay.
Okay, I'm thoroughly confused, too. Okay,
no,
bye.
No, go, Joe, because it's kind of fun to hear Kyle.
What's a great movie?
Conversation.
Cinderella Man's a good movie. Yes, thank you.
Hey, so
okay, bye.
Two Firefly episodes tonight?
We'll see.
No, you said yes already. Do
yeah, I know.
Two without
I know. Did you let Andy know that this was the plan? Because he could possibly flip. Hey,
did you know that this was a plan? That when Kyle got off the air that he was going to come over and watch 2 Firefly episodes?
No, we don't have time for that.
He says that he doesn't have time for that.
Yeah, I actually don't, but we'll see.
Well, bummer, then we'll just watch him.
No, I said we'll see. You know what? I'm going to start the dang show.
Okay, so wait, leave me on the air while you start the dang show, though.
No.
I'll sing along to the music.
No. Bye, Joe.
Whoops. Yeah. I very bad.
Thank you. commentary of those of the individual speaking is not necessarily representative of the views or opinions of KUP's parent or any facilities or employees, including the individual speaking.
Hello and welcome to Animorphs, the radio drama Uncensored. You are here tonight with Kyle Mecklin. Yes, that is Kyle Mecklin. He's all by himself and thoroughly bored. Tonight on Animorphs, we will be reading the classic novel, Megamorphs Number 1, The Andalite's Gift. I hope you all enjoy it. It's a rough and good laugh. It's full of terror, amnesia, people chasing into animals, and lots of fun. And I hope you enjoy. So without further ado, I'll turn this over to Kyle Mecklin, so he can enjoy himself on the radio. Good day, good night, and good evening.
Thanks, creepy old guy that doesn't belong in the studio. Yeah, you shouldn't stay in a studio by yourself. It tends to make you go insane. Yes, as that creepy guy, which was me, I know it was a horrible attempt at pretending like someone was here, but Matthew Tung and CJ Hanley are both out of the studio, so instead of like trying to waste time for CJ to get here with Matt, I'm wasting time all alone. By myself. Alone. And I don't know, I like to think I can entertain myself every once in a while, but that's usually in my head. I don't actually have to talk. Just let things go in my head. I've told a few people that, as it turns out, there's an actual interior monologue going in my head at all times, commenting on the things I see around me, and they laughed, and I cried a little inside. But, honestly, I mean, when you have that interior monologue, everything seems a little bit more enjoyable. Like the red blood-stained handprints on the walls, the mint green choice on all the walls in the studio, and the crappy window that doesn't open so it's really stuffy. All of that is funny. Anyway, so we're reading Animorphs, the radio drama, we're on Animorphs, the radio drama Uncensored. You're listening to us on kdup.up.edu, or if you're really, really good, you're listening on a radio at 1580 AM. I guess it's the only one you need is our slogan. Wow, this is weird having to do it all by myself. I usually just pass it off when I forget something. You can email us tonight at animorph_radio@yahoo.com. We've got a Facebook group. It's Animorphs the Radio Drama. No one's censored on that. And then we've got a website that's not so updated with the second season because my internet is not so good. But it will be eventually, and I hope you all enjoy what I put up there before this season started. Anyway, that website is www.animorph-uncensored.com. And what else? Oh, you can call us tonight at 503-943-7121. That's 503-943-7121. Remember the 2, because if you type a 6, you definitely call in P-Safe, and they don't like those prank calls. I tried it once. It was pretty funny. I was like, hey, could you play this? And they were like, excuse me, sir, is this an emergency? I was like, yeah, I really want to hear this song. And they were like, oh, my gosh. And they hung up on me. P-Safe hung up on me. It was amazing. I didn't think they were allowed to do that. But they did. So, again, all by myself. Really love a phone call. Hopefully one that has a point, but I'm really not picky at this point. Hope everyone in the cove can hear me. I really have no idea what the levels should be at, because Matt usually takes care of those things. Actually, Matt pretty much takes care of everything on this show, and so I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Matt Tung, who is sick and in bed right now, which is very sad, but this one's for you, Matt. Yes. Yes, that's cheering. Because I just had to do your job. And actually, I pretty much decided not to do your job. So what I did was I took all the play shelves that you usually cycle through and pick good ones. I took those and put them on shuffle. And so randomly I'm thinking I'm going to hit play on it. Yeah, no, you guys can stop now. I'm going to hit play on that and cover four play shelves, which is what we're required. And as far as PSA goes, we'll probably just pound them out in the end. It's going to be hilarious. We'll probably make comments. I'm hoping CJ gets here, and I'm hoping he actually has energy, because I don't. That's a lie. I always have energy. But yeah. Oh, also, sorry about the whole switchfoot bombardment before this. I walked in the studio and nothing was going on. It was, like, dark. And if you've ever walked into a building that's completely dark and you're all by yourself and you have to, like, find the light switch, you're like, oh my god, where's this light switch? Yeah, that's what it was like. Oh, hey, cool. The radio drama.
Oh, we don't have Matt?
Yeah, Matt's not here.
Uncensored.
Yep, you're stuck with me. Here's a mic. Hey, cool, and we got a phone call, so I can stop monitoring.
Hey, I got my Bible back from Ed.
Yay. You're on Animorphs.
The radio drama.
Hey, God, how's it going?
Hey, who's this?
Yeah, I don't know. It looks like you're trying to grasp in at straws right now. Like
mostly.
Yeah, you're not very good at the one-man show setup.
Thanks, man. I'll take it as a compliment.
Yeah, well, I hope you... Well, hopefully you'll go better once everybody...
Well, CJ just showed up, so hopefully that's better.
It confuses me why you want to do this Sunday when everybody's up to something like CJ and takes it forever to get to the studio and everything.
Yeah.
And then you gotta make stuff up for the first half hour, usually, more often than not.
So, Kyle, are you just going to stay on the line and rag on me?
Well, yeah, I don't know. We can discuss stuff if you just want to burn time.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
It was like my birthday a few days ago, so that's cool.
Hey, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Is there somebody else there now?
Yep, CJ showed up.
I'm
good. Okay.
Just me.
All right, well, just have a good show tonight. Best of luck and such. All right, talk to you later.
Okay. Thanks, man. Bye.
Okay, bye. How are our levels? Our levels are
good. I don't
know.
You guys usually deal with that.
You did push the recording button, right? In my room?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Twice, actually, because it crashed on me.
Hey!
Phone call. Everybody thinks I'm grasping at straws.
Hello. You're at Animorphs,
the radio drama.
Uncensored.
Hey, Kyle. I just wanted to call in and disagree with the previous caller. You're doing an amazing job monologuing. So, wanted to support you there.
You're monologuing?
Yeah, I was grasping at straws.
It was amazing. I haven't laughed so much in a long time. It was great.
That's good.
Really?
So, yeah,
so wait a minute. What is that supposed to mean about the rest of our show? Are you saying that Matt and I are superfluous?
No, you have to hear what I said. So, I said some really stupid stuff.
I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Andy.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
So this is just us tonight.
Yeah. But you know what? We're going to make the best of it.
High five.
Girl.
That was a good one.
That one probably came over the mic.
Yeah, well, we gotta say, get better, Matt.
Yay! I already had a cheering session for him because I had to do all of our jobs. And
really?
Was definitely the hardest. Like, I explained that instead of doing Matt's job, I put all of the play shelves on shuffle so that we can hit play randomly and see what we get.
This will be interesting. Although, I'm interested to hear this. An avalanche of stars. That was, oh, hey, did you know? I was informed by Mr. Kyle Kearney today that there is...
Kyle Kearney!
Yes, that there's going to be a lunar eclipse this...
Yes, it's broken.
This Wednesday. What's playing?
This Wednesday? What? There's something playing? Oh, those headphones are weird. They play music on all over the place.
Weird. I think we're, like, picking up another...
Yeah, I know. I got the feeling with the other things that it was picking up. Anyway, not important.
Anyway, not important.
Lunar eclipse on Wednesday.
Yeah, lunar eclipse on Wednesday. Apparently starts at 7 o'clock. You can check it up online if you want to.
7 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Hey, so how's everybody's weekend gone?
Mine was okay, I guess. Actually, it's better than okay. The problem is I didn't do any of the work that I meant to do.
This week is going to be brutal. Oh, man.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, did we get any... Oh, no homework in the studio, my bad.
Did we get any homework?
Well, yes. No, did we get anywhere on...
Homework?
Did we figure anything out on that one problem?
I talked with What's-His-Face, and he helped me out.
Who's What's-His-Face?
I don't actually know his name.
Should figure that out. Yeah, I guess we should.
Anyway, do we want to actually do something? Or
I don't know.
badmouth people.
Where were we? Number 36?
I believe we are on page 182. No, 190. A truck hit me.
Really?
Hit my back right leg.
Wow.
Yeah, it was right after she got nailed by the truck, right?
Yeah. Oh, shoot.
Lunar.
Hey, Easter. Joe Kohler. No, Joe Kohler.
What am I talking about?
Joe Kohler.
No, that's not what I'm going for.
Joe Kohler.
No.
Joe
hey, Kohler. Joe Carter. I think you're listening right now. Nope. Anyways, I just had an epiphany about Wednesday. Never mind. What?
I said,
yeah, is there something about Wednesday that's happening?
No, what's happening on Wednesday?
A lunar eclipse.
I don't know. I just went to total eclipse of moon.
Oh.
February 20th.
Awesome.
That would be Wednesday, correct?
Oh, wait, it says it. Mid eclipse is 10:25. Holy crap.
This area starts at 12 a.m.
Wow.
Or no, it starts at 8:43 p.m.
I think you should definitely bring this up with Dodie.
Yeah,
the fact that I want to watch the lunar eclipse, and we have a test the next day.
Ah! No!
That's lame. I'm watching the moon, man. I'm watching the moon. I am getting mooned that night. It wasn't funny. I was being totally serious.
Totally and completely?
Totally and completely.
Serious?
Hey, so I gotta plug this old radio show that I just listened to today that I've never gotten to listen
to
before.
I sound like I'm on old time radio?
No, it was, I am really hot tonight. Yes, I know, ladies, I am always hot, but this evening I'm speaking of the mic levels. No, I'm not gonna go there. Okay, so, I was listening to Max. I never can pronounce his last name, so I just call him Max Cauliflower and Ken Hellenius.
Oh yeah,
their radio show. What was it? It was called the. I don't remember what it's called, but it was quite a memorable show.
It was something random, like the thing spouting of a middle-aged man. Or
no,
something.
It wasn't that. It was like the
something hour.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyways,
but
you can go
to something.
Yeah, well, it's not on anymore, but you can go on to their website, and they, like, tell you about where to go. And it's called, their website is www.thebeautifulpeople.org.
Nice.
It's a wonderful website.
Nice.
It's almost as good as animorphs-uncensored.com, but meh.
Work with what you get.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Can people hear us over the stream? Because those other ones aren't doing anything.
Can you guys hear us over the stream?
Because, like...
Good answer.
Because those aren't doing anything. It's scaring me.
No, that's something else.
Oh, really?
Right switched meter level 2 phone callers.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Hey.
Program meters show levels to KDP's
and
stream.
Okay.
Button.
I'm assuming that you can call us, but anyways, you're on Animorphs,
the radio drama.
Uncensored.
We can hear you over the stream just fine.
Hi, is this Joe?
Yeah, this is the Joe caller.
Oh, my gosh.
That's awesome.
Hey, I can hear myself. Yep. Just a second. Stay on the line for a second, Joe.
Okay.
Hi, future self. I'm saying hi to you.
Hi.
No, wait. What?
Wait, am I talking to both of you right now?
No. Yes.
Okay.
No.
He actually just shouted into the thing so he could hear his own voice, and then you said hi, and I think he covered it up, so that's awesome.
Yeah,
it
made me sad.
Oh, sorry. Try again.
Hi, future self.
Okay, sorry. That was bad.
Oh, crap.
But it was kind of funny.
I'll never get in touch with my future self. He will never be able to tell me what I'm doing
with
my life.
Dude, the real, real predicament is that you were actually trying to talk to your past self. You're your future self.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Can your past self know your future self?
That's the real question.
Who?
Yeah, that's what it said.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, geez. My head hurts.
This is heavy. My head hurts, too, but I think it's because I've been doing handstands way too long.
Earth's gravitational pull?
Yes, in 1985.
In 1985, that was the year I was born.
Wow, you're old.
Not that old.
Yeah, you are.
No,
I'm a youngin. 1986, what? Haley's Comet, yeah.
Yeah, you're older than both of us, though.
What?
Yeah, I said it. There's an old geezer in your room.
There is?
Yeah.
Andy?
My room?
Well, not your room.
There's an old person in my room? That's kind of creepy.
No, there was an old person in the studio earlier, and
yeah.
He sounded way weird.
Really?
Oh, that's who you're talking about. Yeah, he just came in and was, like, talking on the mic, and he was like,
you were doing something strange, weren't you?
No.
Yes, you were.
No.
Yes, you were.
No, I
wasn't.
You were.
You were lying.
No. No. See, my voice cracks when I lie, and my voice isn't cracking.
That's what makes you have good girl voices.
Hey.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
Hey, I always had a question. Can a girl do a man voice?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, there's one of our residents in Canada that makes an excellent man voice.
Can we hear your impression of a man voice, Joe?
My impression of a man voice?
Yes.
Could it be a man voice going through puberty?
No. Because we get picked on when we do girl voices through puberty.
Okay, well,
I've never heard a girl voice
through
puberty.
What would you
puberty.
Like me to say in my man voice?
Whoa. What?
What would you like me to say in my man voice?
I don't,
Animorphs, the radio drama.
No, that's not good.
That's the one original.
How about, I don't know, man. I'm
blanking.
Say something stereotypical.
Where Matt
say something stereotypical that a guy would say.
Like, wow, look at my arms or something.
Yeah. how about, I need a license for these guns.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that what you say in the mirror at night? You're like, wow, my arms look great.
Yeah,
yeah.
I actually do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But that's not supposed to be said over the air.
I look in the mirror and I'm like, hey, it's not a liter now. It's like a two-pack.
Hey, two-pack.
That was a really interesting joke.
Yep.
I got it. So.
Okay, man voice. How about,
I was thinking,
so
I
what
just
are you doing tonight, baby?
Oh! We just got served.
So we did?
Yeah.
Is that kind of a good man voice?
Yeah, that was pretty...
That was a decent man voice. I'm not going to say it was an awesome man voice, because that would be possibly insulting.
She just told me I had good girl voices.
But that's okay, though. You have no dignity.
Huh.
Oh. Well, I mean, there's enough dignity to do a girl's voice. That means he's comfortable with himself, which means he has dignity for himself.
He's comfortable with himself.
Well, yeah.
Are you, like, equating him person to, like, a lazy boy recliner? Because
yeah.
If you are, that's completely legitimate.
Back,
what?
I kind of was not paying attention to what you said. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Not many people do.
Okay.
What?
But I got to do my homework.
Okay. Yeah, we do too, but we have a radio show.
Okay, yeah. I'm excited to hear the show, so get on it.
Thanks for the command.
The show.
Let's go now.
Okay.
Bye.
Press the button. Press the button.
Speaking of looking in the mirror.
No, not speaking of. Oh, caller.
You're on Animorphs.
Radio drama.
Uncensored. Oh, my gosh, Jason. At least talk to us when you call.
Yes?
Hello.
Hello.
I just heard the comment that you on the phone that your room had been invaded by old people, and I just have to reassure you that's not the case. Your room has currently been invaded only by two Kyles and a Mennonite.
Oh. How wonderful.
Wait, which room is your room?
My room.
Your room?
Yes.
All right, as long as you don't touch the computer and don't turn on the mic and don't talk, you can be in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because last time we had people in there, we lost the show.
Yeah.
Not pointing fingers. But his initials were C.J.
What? I wasn't... Who?
It's your fault.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you deleted the show. I could have saved it.
No, you couldn't have.
Yeah-huh.
No, you... Oh,
yeah-huh.
No.
Yeah-huh.
No.
Yeah-huh. 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 Yeah-huh.
I fucking gave a message.
Okay. Okay. Bye.
Actually, they'll probably hear it because they're listening to it right now.
Excuse me, I have an argument that I need to continue with Kyle. Which one?
Okay,
bye, Kyle.
Bye, Kyle. All right, let's read, because we're definitely going on not just a tangent, but, like, a different show. It's like you're listening to Animorphs, the radio drama,
uncensored
without the Animorphs, the radio drama, or the uncensored.
No, it's definitely
no, we're just left with the colon.
Quiet.
Yeah, and that's awkward.
You're full.
You're fuller. I got you.
Because it's a colon.
Yeah,
get it?
Yeah.
That's some... grammatical, punctuational...
Chapter 30, Omer. Are you reading?
Am I? Am I supposed to do girl voices?
You could.
Okay, I'll try. And once again, I will fail.
I can do it.
The trap... The truck hit me. No, do it.
Every week.
You got this. You got this.
The truck hit my back leg, right leg. It must have shattered the bone.
Just read it normal, man. I
can definitely do like the guy like, would you like to order your pizza, sir?
Wow. Okay, go. I'm not gonna laugh.
Wow, mister. That's a big satellite.
I told you I wouldn't laugh.
The impact knocks like Mrs. Piggy is reading Animorphs. Oh god.
Phone call.
You're on Animorphs.
The radio drama.
Uncensored.
Hey!
Hi.
Hey, it's for horses. Are you a farmer's son?
Maybe.
Well, then don't talk like one.
Okay, but I'll talk however you want if you answer my three questions.
No, you need to ask these the correct way. I will not talk like one if you answer these questions three. Say it like that.
I will not talk like one if you answer me these questions three.
Good. One, okay, good.
Jake morphs into Rachel.
Oh, my God.
And marries Kathy. What? And they get married and morph. What is the Catholic's opinion on that?
What is the Catholic's opinion? Give me the scenario again.
If Jake morphs into Kathy and marries himself.
And marries Kathy.
Uh-huh.
Morphs into Kathy and marries Kathy.
Sure.
Wait.
That'll work too.
How is that possible?
Uh-huh.
Wait, so Jake morphs into Kathy.
No, Rachel.
Rachel
morphs into Jake.
Jake.
And marries her friend.
And marries Kathy.
No, Tobias.
What?
Okay, I'll run this by you again. Jake morphs into Rachel.
Rachel.
And gets married to Kathy.
Uh-huh.
What is the Catholic's opinion on that?
So, like guy become girl, marry girl, become girl?
Yeah.
Girl?
Well, see, here's a quick answer to that situation. Basically, Catholic theology hasn't really tried to deal with such a situation because
this is impossible.
Let's really think about this. We wouldn't want to do that. See, now, you might want to go ask a Mennonite because generally they've thought of these things. And so they might have a better answer for you. If I had to give you a rough answer off the top of my head, though, I'm going to go with probably a Catholic would be a naysayer to that little arrangement.
Okay. How about this one? Rachel morphs into a rat.
Okay.
Morphs into a rat.
And gets eaten by Tobias.
Rat.
Is that murder or justifiable homicide?
Justifiable homicide. Well, one would have to develop a theology about the persistence of the soul when in morph, which, based on these books, we would consider the soul to have a persistence in morph. So I would call it
murder.
You have to say it that way. You always put the, R before the E at the end.
Murder.
No, it's not Nadra. That's our hall director. It's murder.
Murder.
Almost.
No.
We'll work on it.
No, we won't.
See, that's the kind of question you need to ask a Catholic. You can't ask Mennonites that
one. We're almost at the half-hour mark.
Okay, one last question, though.
Yes?
If Marco morphs into a fetus/baby...
Oh, geez.
Is it okay to kill him?
See where he's going with this? You get it?
Yeah.
See where he's going with this?
He's trying...
It's like he sat down... put his head on the desk, and said, come on, think of something stupid to say. Come on.
Well,
I just want them to think about things.
So let's think about the last answer that we had. There was a persistence of the soul in the morph.
Ooh.
Okay.
And by Catholic theology, we already know that a fetus in and of itself has a soul.
Right. And according to Mennonite theology, too.
Okay.
But
well, that's good.
So you have referred to a Mennonite.
Yeah. Well, why are you asking us this? Why don't you ask the Mennonites? They usually know stuff. I mean, most of the time. I mean, half of it they stole from Catholics, but that's okay.
We've only got 1.3 million worldwide. The Catholics had like 2 billion.
Yeah, I know. Kind of says something, doesn't it? Join us. All right.
And see the dogs.
I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
Bye, dude.
Bye. All right. I say because we're not getting very far, we should just read.
Oh. Flash! A construction site, right?
No, I mean, like, don't bother with the girl voice, because you're obviously not going to do it.
The light in the sky was gone. Now it was in front of me, resting on the ground. A spaceship. It had landed.
See, that's perfect. Oh, wait, that's your...
Why did you interrupt me? I was on a roll.
Do it. You're the man, man.
It was very difficult being on that roll as well.
Just do it.
I mean, my relative body size comparison to a pastry is very difficult to stand on the pastry without squishing it at the same time.
Right. Facebook.
There was a voice in my head. It came from nowhere. Wow, I can really relate to this. No, it came from him, the alien. I could see him, lying there, injured. The Yerks. The Yerks, in italics, he said. They have come to destroy you. Flash! The barn full of animals and cages, birds, foxes, squirrels, raccoons, bats, and Cassie was there. Yes, Cassie was my friend. And the others. I could see them now. They had been...
Sorry, no, keep going.
Would you like to say excuse me?
Keep going, man. No, I don't want to interrupt you.
I don't want to have to read. Okay, thank you. And the others, I could see them now. They had been with me at a construction site, and ever since that night we had been joined together. Animorphs. That was the word. It was Marco's word. Flash. I was flying on wings that seemed to stretch forever, soaring high on the thermals. An eagle, that's what I said. That's what I was, a bald eagle. Then... Yes! They had swarmed me. A bunch of smaller blackbirds. Jerks. They had swarmed me, and I had hit the tree. And then... Oh, sorry. Rachel! It took Marco! I turned my elephant eyes. A squirrel stood nervous and jumpy, tail twitching, mouth working almost as if it were talking.
Cassie?
I said.
It took Marco!
Cassie said again.
It took Marco, and I didn't do anything!
Marco, I remember...
Oh, yeah.
Wait. I remember Marco.
You do? Is your memory coming back?
Yeah, mostly. It still feels shaky. Over our head, bug fighters swooped. Over our head, swooped two bug fighters.
Ah.
Bug fighters. The word was right there in my brain.
Ah.
I knew what they were. Bug fighters. True. One Hortbegir, one Tacton. I could form mental pictures of the Hortbegir. The Tacton was still hazy, and so was the sound of the bug fighters. But both were Yerks. That was the important thing. Each had a Yerk in its head.
That's the wrong button.
I can't stand up.
I told Cassie. The elephant's leg is broken. I'm morphing back to human.
Me too. It's gone for now. The belief is gone.
Cassie said.
Rachel, I should have morphed while the dust beast was here.
Yeah, you should have.
I could have drawn it away from Marco. I was scared.
Of course. Of course you were scared. So was I said. I could feel myself shrinking. My legs, as big as telephone poles, were becoming normal human legs. The tusks sucked back into my mouth and were split to form front teeth. The trunk grew weak, lost its muscles, and shriveled back to form my nose and mouth. Why didn't the dust beast attack us? I wondered as soon as my mouth could form speech.
It's off carrying Marco away. Maybe killing him.
Cassie wailed.
I should have.
Look, Cassie, I said sharply. That's what happened, all right? It's in the past. We have the present to worry about. You gotta put your past behind you. I pointed to the two bug fighters.
Sorry, I didn't mean
you can't start that.
I mean no worries.
You mean no worries?
Yeah, that's what
for
I mean.
For the rest of your days, it's all problem free. Philosophy, Hakuna Matata.
I don't remember.
I said, can we morph again so quickly?
Yes. Yes, we can. It's exhausting, though, but we don't have a choice. We can't let them catch us in human morph. It would blow our cover forever.
Cassie, we need morphs that can move fast, and I don't remember everything we have available, I said urgently. Cassie concentrated.
Yeah, I know it's my line, but I figured I'd try and make it look like it's your fault.
It's night. The woods. Let's go airborne. We have both acquired owl morphs. We used them to guard Jake when he was taken by the Yerk. Great horned owls.
I squeezed my eyes shut. An owl? I had morphed an owl? Yes, whoa. I remembered.
I could feel it.
Well, it is nighttime.
Yep.
That's why I hit the... The bug fighters took up positions, hovering in the air just 100 yards to either side of us. In the distance, I heard sirens screaming in the night. Police cars growing closer. Probably controllers, not real policemen. I focused all my thoughts on making the change. I squeezed my eyes shut and concentrated. Then I opened my eyes again. It was broad daylight. No, not daylight. I was seeing the world through the eyes of the owl. It might as well have been noon. I could see everything. I could see every detail of the bug fighters. I could see deep into the black woods. I could see the flashing blue lights of the police cars as if they were right in my face.
Ready?
Kathy asked. Yeah, I think so.
Follow me,
Cassie said. She flapped her wings. I flapped mine. We flew just a foot off the ground. Suddenly, a large creature dropped from the hovering bug fighter. It dropped more than 50 feet, hit the ground, and rolled and was up. My owl vision saw him as if he were bathed in a spotlight. Hork-Bajir! I yelled. Straight ahead!
A second
Let's just take in the awesomeness of that. He jumped 50 feet.
Yeah, and then he did a roll.
That's pretty freaking amazing.
And then he was up.
Now, I just have to say, that would not be possible with those crappy Hork-Bajir that they put on the TV show.
Nope.
Let us continue.
And her owl vision saw him as if he was bathed in a spotlight. We didn't mention that.
Oh. Yeah. A second later, another Hork-Bajir dropped from above. With amazing speed, they were up and running for us. Their armed blade glinted in the moonlight. Give me a glint sound effect. We were flying straight at them. Too low and not enough time to get off the ground. If we turned, we would lose altitude. They would get us before we could get clear. Straight at them.
My girl, Rachel,
Cassie said grimly. Then,
go for the eyes.
I flapped my wings with desperate energy. I raked my talons forward. The Hork-Bajir came straight at us. We went straight for them. I knew right then that my fate was not in my own hands anymore. If their orders were to kill us, we would die. I could measure the distance. I knew my own speed, and I could see the superhuman speed of the Hork-Bajir with their flashing blade arms.
Yeah, I did it.
Can I get a...
Roar!
Was that Scottish roar?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wait.
I could roll the R's for you.
Actually, it wasn't one of them.
Really?
Yeah, it was Jake.
Oh, I have that.
Wow.
Yeah,
I can't really hear that.
I couldn't find a tiger roar. All I got was a tiger growl, because everything that says tiger roar on the internet is like
a thing.
Yeah, it's a cheetah.
Cheetahs are awesome.
Or a jaguar. I think it's a jaguar.
That was a pretty darn good cheetah. I like cheetahs.
You're welcome.
Okay. Something big flew through the air. I saw a flash of orange and black. My Hork-Bajir went down with a huge tiger on his back, slamming him down into the dirt. The Hork-Bajir in front of Cassie turned to see. For just a split second, Cassie blew past him. The tiger leaped back off the downed Hork-Bajir. I sailed above them all, flapping for dear life.
Let's get out of here,
Jake said. Definitely, I agreed.
What about Marco?
Jake asked.
Have you seen Marco?
Oh, man.
I don't think in the entire history of planet Earth that any gorilla has ever plummeted through the night from a height of 2 miles. So it was a first for both of us. I was spinning wildly down, down, down through the cold night air. Far below me, way too far below me, I saw street lights, car lights, and neon store lights, and right beside me, almost all around me, clouds. I was a 400-pound gorilla who had just decided to go skydiving without a parachute.
See? Don't do that again. No, continue.
It's your line.
Marco, why are you screaming? It hurts my head.
We're gonna die, you alien lunatic!
No, we won't die. Don't be foolish,
Jack said. Maybe you won't. You're a flea. You'll bounce. I'll hit the ground like a rock.
Marco, morph into a bird.
Oh. I said, feeling a little foolish. Is there time?
I don't know. Maybe we should hurry.
Axe said in his annoyingly calm, animal-like way. Now, the problem we had was a simple one. You can't morph from one animal into the other. You have to return to your natural form first, so I had to become human. Then I could morph into a bird. A minute later, we were no longer gorilla and flea falling. Now we were a human and an animal-like falling. And now the ground was no longer way too far below us. Now it was way too close.
One, two, three. I yelled, I screamed, and thought speak. I felt relieved that at least he was screaming now, too. But mostly I was busy noticing that I could make out individual houses ringed by faint light. I could see individual car headlights and taillights. And I could see the mall parking lot, which was almost empty except for a crew painting new stripes on the blacktop. I focused as hard as I could. I had long ago morphed an osprey. That's a type of hawk. It's mostly dark gray-brown with a sort of molted white underside and a dark beak. It's a cool bird. But you know what? Right at that moment, I didn't care what kind of bird I became as long as it had wings. Crow, crow, crow! I yelled, and the wind screaming past my face blew the words right out of my mouth. Feathers began to form on my skin. I felt myself shrink. I felt my bones grow light, hollow. I could hear a grinding sound as the bones of my skull scrunched down to hold a much smaller brain. Too slow. Way too slow. I could see people now. The guys working in the mall parking lot. I could see people. I was still falling. No way I could morph inside. No way. No time. The ground. It was going to hit me. It was jumping up to hit me. I could see one of the work crew look up at me. I could see his eyes. I spread my arms wide. No! Not arms! Wings! Wings! Whoosh! Wind snapped my wings back, straining every muscle. I blew at 90 miles an hour, just inches off the freshly painted blacktop. I yelled. I glanced left. Mark Axe was right beside me in his own Harrier morph.
That was exciting,
Axe said. Yes, it was. Let's never, ever do that again.
Ever.
Mark Axe agreed. Oh. Now, let's discuss the logistics of this. The reason why the flea would not hit the ground so hard that it would
die
is because of the terminal velocity of the flea.
Terminal velocity.
Which is much lower than a 400-pound gorilla because of its weight.
Weight.
Exactly. So when they popped out of the thingy, the bug fighter,
the jet,
whatever it was, it was
blade ship.
Axe would have been like way far above Marco.
No, he was still attached to his
fur. Oh, why did he jump off?
Well, because he's a stupid smart analyte.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Currently they don't study fluid dynamics in, what's their planet called?
Analyte homeworld.
Okay. I guess they never did name it, did they?
Nope. They name everything something homeworld.
Homeworld.
Because they're creative. Chapter 38.
I just gotta ask callers to call in to see how they feel about their planet. Yeah. Their planet being called the homeworld in like 100 years or 200 years.
Why?
I'm just wondering.
Okay. Yeah. Meanwhile, we'll read. We spent a bad night, Cassie and Rachel and I. Cassie and I went to our homes.
What are you talking about?
I told some people that I'd try the whole, like, Cinderella Man announcer voice for a little bit. See what it'd be like.
Oh, like he's in a
Cinderella story. It's the heavyweight championship of the world. Anyway, so I'm...
Just and it's a right left hook.
Yep.
Right left hook. Another one. He's back in the corner. Oh, my gosh. It was a hit of the century.
Rachel spent the night at Cassie's house because otherwise she'd have had to explain to her mother why she wasn't at gymnastics camp. Rachel was still shaky, but her memory was almost all the way back to normal. I figured the best thing for her would be to spend some time with Cassie. As for me, I dragged home at almost midnight. There was no question. I was grounded. I didn't even argue. No TV. No Sega. Inside the house by 5 o'clock. Wash all dishes. Take out all trash. Time out, folks. And they're going to their respective corners for 2 weeks. And, oh, by the way, clean out the garage. Phone call, people. Phone call.
You're on Animorphs,
the radio drama.
Uncensored.
Hi, you just said that Rachel spent the night at Cassie's house. Was that, as Jason said earlier, Jake is Rachel or just Rachel?
No. See, Jake morphed into Cassie, married Cassie, who killed Rachel,
no,
and then ate
exactly
the body.
What's happening now?
So is that happening now or is
no,
not?
No. She's just going over.
Because, yeah, they just, like, say hi.
Hanging out.
Okay, so this was on the Catholic doctrine then?
What?
So it fits within the Catholic doctrine,
yes.
Then?
Yes. These books are still
Catholic approved.
Yes.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Yep. No problem, Matt.
I wish we had a stamp for that.
You're listening to Animorphs, the radio drama, uncensored.
Cash like a fruit.
Yay.
Not all the time.
Wait, can I get a ding, ding, ding?
Oh, right. Ding, 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 ding.
I didn't say anything, but yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, and I'm really sorry I worried you. Then I went up to my room and tried not to imagine what Vista 3 was doing to Axe and Marco. I've never felt so tired and so bad. I fell asleep, my clothes face down on my unmade bed. We were beaten. That's what I fell asleep thinking. We were done. The dust monster would think... we'd be back. We had survived, most of us, but we would never be able to morph safely again. Oh, he's down for the count, folks. There's a one. There's a two. There's a three. There's a four. Oh, he's up again. He's up. He's up. He's still in the fight. We animals were finished. The battle was done. Nothing now stood between the yurts and complete control of Earth. And you know what? That thought just made me feel relieved. I was too tired to fight. Too tired. The next thing I knew...
Booga, 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 booga.
And he's back up, Pope, and the round is still going.
What?
What?
I sat up, spun around, twisting myself up in my sheets, then promptly fell back, still out of my bed. Marco laughed so hard he started crying. How did you get here?
I am the ghost of Marco. Hear me.
What time is it?
Like 10 in the morning,
Margo said. He went to the window and opened the blinds. I recoiled from the bright sunlight.
Cassie said the police carried you away.
Yes, it did. And now we're going steady. Look, get with it. Wake up, fearless leader. We're all alive and waiting for you to come and lead the counterattack.
Counterattack? I glanced at the door.
Don't worry.
A glancing blow.
Tom's out! Yay! One! Ladies and gentlemen, that may be described as the punch of the century. We have Jake. We have Jake. Jake has just landed a glancing blow to Tom, his brother, and it looks like that's going to go down as the fight of the century. You saw it here on Animorphs, the radio drama, Uncensored.
He hit him so hard the yurt fell out of his ear.
Oh my gosh. He may go on to the quarterfinals against Kayak.
Now you're listening to Animorphs, the radio drama uncensored. Which is on kdup.up.edu.
You can call us tonight at 503-943-7121, or if you're on campus, you can call us on campus, 503-943-7121, or if you want to just dial extension 7121.
You can email us tonight at animorphs_radio@yahoo.com.
You can also check us out on the web at our website, www.animorphs-uncensored.com. It's a hyphen, so, you know, there you go.
Oh, yeah, and we have a Facebook group. It's Animorphs, the radio drama.
Animorphs, the radio drama, wants you to join the Facebook group.
Yeah, and we pointed at the mics.
Yeah.
Actually, the screen.
Actually, we pointed to you through your radio.
Yeah.
Slash.
You looked really closely internet at your browser. You could have possibly seen a microscope.
You might have also seen a hand come out of your internet browser.
And reach for your face.
Yeah.
But you were turned around, so you didn't see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or at least that's how I imagined it.
Watch out when you're sleeping.
Okay. Hey, what? How do we go to Yahoo?
Yahoo!
That one.
Oh, right.
I never actually have checked.
You've never done it? Do you know our password?
No.
Uh-oh.
All right, cool. Don't have to do it.
Just a second. All right, now. And he knows our password. There you go. Right, it's CJ is hot. There you go. Keep typing it in.
There it is.
Animorph, use your ID. Animorph_radio. How do you go? I actually don't need to put that in there. And then the password is CJ is hot. There you go. CJ is hot.
Did it work?
Of course. It's a password called CJ is hot.
No way. Are you serious? What? That's our password?
It's an awesome password.
Whatever. Your mother's an awesome
password.
Wait a minute. I don't know if that's the right button. Where do I go to read mail?
Yeah, you did click on the right button. You click on the mail button. We don't have any email.
Okay, cool. Sorry. That was another...
Validate our existence, folks. Email us.
Yeah, email. Animalf_...
Countertech. Tom's not done.
Tom's out.
You need to say I can't go anywhere.
I can't go anywhere, I said. I'm so busted for coming in late.
Yeah. I talked to your dad on my way up. He mentioned that little fact. He said if you clean the garage, you can go out for a while. It seemed very important to him. Like, maybe if you clean the garage, you would be the happiest guy in the world.
Sure. Why not? My mom has been after him for a month to clean the garage. So now he gets to dump it off on me. Why wouldn't he be happy?
Me?
You going to help me?
Help clean the garage? As if...
I smiled. I'm glad you're not dead, Marco.
Yeah, me too.
Get everyone together. Give me 3 hours to deal with this with the garbage.
We'll meet... the garage. I screwed that up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Give me 3 hours to deal with this garage. We'll meet at the edge of the woods. No one morphs. Got that? No one morphs.
I can't believe you guys were doing all this while I was sleeping.
Tobias raged.
I'm going to try that again.
Tobias raged.
Playing tag with some dust monster from Saturn. Rachel having amnesia till Marco plowed into her with a truck. Escaping from Victor 3's blade chip. And I'm sleeping the entire time. No way! I miss all the fun!
You're the only one who can't morph. Yeah, that's right. That's what I... Okay. Jake said matter-of-factly, so the Valik isn't interested. Lucky you.
It's the morphing that this Valik goes after.
Marco said, grinning. His taunting grin.
Yeah. Eat energy. It's not interested in your deep-fried hawk legs.
Mm.
Stand over here, Tobias. Marco.
Tobias said.
Stand under my perch.
Branch.
Whatever.
Everyone laughed, except me. I hadn't slept much. It wasn't the dream this time. It was the memory. The dream had become real.
No,
I just heard one from School of Rock. Way to go, movies.
You know what it's from?
Another movie?
Cats.
Yeah.
It's one of the worst movies ever. I mean, musicals.
Hmm. It's on Broadway, correct?
Sadly, yeah.
Wasn't it you who was advocating for Broadway musicals?
Well, musical about dogs would have been awesome, but cats? Cats, come on.
And that's where we draw the line. No theater about cats. That's not art.
I mean, dogs...
The crap that we usually watch, now that is art.
I mean, dogs want to entertain you. That's what they live for. Cats just sit around and go, why aren't you entertaining me? So you want a musical about that? Honestly.
I would enjoy a musical about cats. And I'm pretty sure if one of them got hit by a car, that would be hilarious. Oh.
Where is it? Okay. There it is.
That's what I wanted.
The honking?
Yeah. You know, I have a horn on there.
That's a car horn, though.
Oh. Uh-oh. What'd you do?
I don't know. Oh, I turned... It was the screensaver, so I just turned the screensaver off. I thought I had killed something.
Right. Everyone laughed and said, it wasn't a dream. It was the memory. The dream had become real. And what sleep I had was broken by images of myself, scared and shivering while the Valik hovered above us and finally dove on Marco.
I totally thought I was going to go a different way on the phrasing.
I didn't like that memory. I don't mind being scared. We're all scared. But I didn't like knowing that I had kept myself safe at Marco's expense. There was only one word for a person who would do that. Coward.
Coward.
I didn't like that word. It twisted inside me.
Okay, here's what we know,
Jake said.
One, the Valeek is sort of an insect swarm. The individual particles spread out so they sense the type of energy they can eat. Then they call the swarm together. The swarm forms into this beast that chews through anything. Two, Vistra 3 has altered this creature to serve his own purpose.
Yes,
Axe said.
It's fairly simple, really. The X reprogram the beast to hunt the morph energy, but to eat a different kind of energy, the power of their spacecraft engines.
Rachel nodded. Like a trained dog, like a trained hunting dog. A hunting dog chases the fox or whatever, but only because its master will give it food of a different kind. The Valeek chased morph energy, brought the morph to its master, then was rewarded with energy from the ship.
Exactly, Jake said. The Valeek is Visser 3's dog, and unfortunately, it is awesome. Maybe unbeatable.
No, I said quietly. Not unbeatable. It couldn't lift Rachel when she was in elephant mode. She was too heavy.
Mode. Wow, it does say mode.
Yep. It has limits. Also, on board the blade ship, the Yurks used water to control the Valeek. Everyone was looking at me now. Jake said,
so what do we do with this information?
I have a plan.
Dum, 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 dum,
I said. I took a deep breath. But I have one condition. I have to be the one who does it. I told them my plan.
Kathy, this is beyond dangerous,
Jake said when I was done.
Well, that was weird. Why should you do it?
Because, I looked at Marco and met his gaze. I let the Valeek take Marco. I could have morphed. I could have drawn it to me. I let it take Marco. Marco smiled wryly.
Kathy, it's no big deal. Here I am, fine and healthy, and as cute as ever.
That's not the point, I said. I was a coward. Rachel rolled her eyes. Good grief, Kathy. You have been in every fight we've been in. You are the farthest thing in the world from being a coward. Easy for you to say, Xena Warrior Princess. What? Don't you remember? That's what Marco calls you. Rachel made a face. I guess there are still one or two holes in my memory. She looked suspiciously at Marco. Do you like it when you call me that? Or do I kick your butt? Nice try, Rachel, but you can't distract me. I'm doing this, I said flatly. This is my plan. I'm doing it.
Cassie. Oh, sorry.
Cassie. Jake said, pleading with his eyes.
Oh, they were dreamy.
I took his hand in mine, and I gave it a squeeze.
Oh, my God, it's dreamy.
You know it's a good plan, Jake.
Oh, God.
And you know I'm the person to do it.
It's a maple syrup. It's so sappy.
It's not. It's a new morph with no chance to try it out first. And I am the best morpher. No one said anything. I could see worry in Jake's eyes. Rachel put her hand on my shoulder.
I'm crying.
All right,
Jake said heavily.
I bet he said it heavily. Let's go to the beach.
Oh, my gosh. And party!
I caught a beautiful thermal rising
that
up
for you.
Okay, you want to actually announce it?
No.
I caught a beautiful thermal rising up from the cliffs along the ocean.
I missed
just
that.
Perfect. I spread my wings and I felt warm updraft grab me. It was like being fired out of a slingshot. I rose and rose and circled high above the ocean. I needed all the altitude I could get. I could not believe that Cassie felt like the weak link in our group. I mean, I was the one who had slept through half of what had happened. It was embarrassing. It was frustrating. The only good thing was that at least I had a role to play in Cassie's plan. Normally a red-tailed hawk is not a water bird. We don't fly that well over water, because over water you don't get thermals. But I was way, way up, and with a little luck I could stay aloft long enough to find what I was looking for. I headed out to sea. And as soon as I was well out over the gray-blue water, I felt the air grow slack. I worked the headwind to compensate, though, and I was able to hang on to most of my altitude.
All the while, I scan the ocean beneath me. I have amazing vision, but it isn't adapted for seeing true water, like a bald eagle's or an osprey. Still, if what I was searching for was down there, I'd see it well enough. I was getting tired by the time I spotted the spout. It was actually back, closer to shore than I was flying. That was lucky. I turned south a bit and veered at an angle that brought me nearer to the shore, though still more than 2 miles out from the beach. And then it was just below me. I could see it plowing majestically through the waves. It rose and blew out its lungs, then dove again. It reappeared 100 yards farther south, always south. I wheeled to my left and headed back toward shore. I was tired and glad to see land, but I wouldn't get much of a chance to rest. The real test was still ahead. With my hawk's eyes, I swept the beach below. It was not crowded, but still, it took a few minutes to find them. I spilled air and dropped down to meet my friends. "I have one for you, Cassie," I said. "I found a whale."
You're listening to Animals, the radio drama Uncensored, on kdup.up.edu, or listening on the radio at 1580 AM. You can call us tonight at 503-943-7121. That's 503-943-7121. If you're on campus, you can call us using the extension 7121. I don't know what you're upset about, but because I believe this is the most amazing voice I've ever done over the radio.
I was your dinner time entertainment.
Yes. Yes, you were. I don't know about you, listeners, but I'm thoroughly confused. I was going for Aussie. Or Australian. I don't know which.
It sounds like... So, anyone want to call in and ask Kyle about his new, what was it, a tea club you're starting?
I'm starting a tea club.
I think so, something like that.
How am I starting a tea club? There's a phone ringing over
there. I'm
going
to go
answer it. Oh, you didn't hit the...
Sorry!
You didn't hit the off button.
Whoever that is, call back in.
Yeah. Hang up and call again. That's 503-943-7121. That's 503-943-7121.
Still wrong.
Because we made the mistake of leaving the on button on, and therefore your call was forwarded to something we never checked. Anyway, you can email us tonight at animalif_radio@yahoo.com. That's just...
Stop calling that other one! Call him here!
We've got all the
7121.
We've got all the switches off. Anyway...
Oh my gosh!
I'm enjoying this voice. I really am. There's the phone call. I'll press the button.
You're on Animals,
the radio drama.
CJ.
Yes?
Hey, it's Selena. I'm actually listening to your radio show.
Yay! You've got a new listener now.
I'm listening to you. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, well, that's okay, good. I guess.
Generally, it's funnier when we have Matt here.
Yeah, Matt's the real hilarity.
Wait, which Matt?
Tongue. Matt Tongue.
Matthew. He prefers Matthew.
But I call him Matt.
Yeah.
Call him Matt.
Yep.
His last name.
Tongue.
Tongue. As in, like, the muscle in your mouth.
Tell Kyle I want to join his tea club.
Okay. If I had a tea club, I'd send you an invitation.
Sounds pretty bomb.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay, I guess.
That's groovy.
Kind of exciting. Well, I've been IMing your, like, KDP thing.
We have an IM.
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
Cool.
Wow.
I don't know. I can hear you.
You spelled hot wrong, whoever that was.
This is her.
Oh, you spelled hot wrong.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, you should get on the little AIM thingy.
Is
I feel
somebody
smart.
Listening to Boondock Saints in the background?
Oh, I did not spell hot wrong, okay?
No way! You're watching Boondock Saints, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, we're watching Boondock Saints.
I still haven't seen that movie.
Pretty much.
Alrighty, well, we gotta get back to reading. Sadly.
I don't think you can hear us very well.
I don't think you can either. Can you hear us?
Okay.
No.
Okay. Okay, go back to your radio show.
Okay.
You keep listening.
Later.
Cool, bye.
Later.
Bye.
See you later.
So. Oh, right. some healthy tips for when you call in for future reference. Go outside of the room and don't listen to the show at the same time as you're calling on the...
I'm just thoroughly impressed. Oh my gosh! With the fact that I nailed that movie with the garbled music in the background. Why are you using my phone?
Anyway,
I want to ruin the
relationship that you have.
We should go ahead and call... I mean, not call, but read chapter 41, Cassie. Oh, that's your line.
It is?
Yes. Stop pressing buttons. If you press buttons, you're going to hurt your
fingers. Just saying there are people who should be lying out on the beach, and there are people who shouldn't be,
Marco said.
Do you see fat, hairy, old guys in Speedos on Baywatch? No, no. On Baywatch, they have a law against it. David Hasselhoff kicks anybody off the beach who isn't good-looking. And we need the Hasselhoff law here. That's all I'm saying.
Marco, wow, that wasn't the word at all. So, you wouldn't mind never going to the beach, Marco? Rachel said wanly, not really interested in playing put-down games with Marco. We walked along the beach, pretending everything was normal, pretending we weren't worried, pretending everything was fine. Rachel was still quiet. I think the experience of losing her memory had shaken her up. Rachel is someone who is always in control. She's very brave at dealing with threats. But this was something new to her, a threat that had come from inside. Marco was trying too hard to tell jokes and make everyone relax. He felt somehow he was responsible for feeling for my feeling bad. He wanted to tell me that he didn't blame me. That was close. But he'd already told me, and I'd said thanks, and still I felt bad. Marco didn't know how to deal with that, so he tried to make everyone laugh. Jake was just one big tension machine. He hides it well, but I know him. I know when he's upset. It's something you see in the way he presses his lips together a little too hard, and a certain hooded look in his eyes. And then, Tobias was back.
Oh, he was?
I have one for you, Cassie, he said. I found a whale. I waved at him. Tobias told us where the whale was. Jake stopped walking. You don't have to do this, Cassie. The force of the impact, if it hits too fast... Besides, maybe the Balik isn't even around anymore. I couldn't look him in the eye. He was offering me an easy way out. I didn't want to be tempted. I'm going in, I said as calmly as I could. I could do this, Cassie, Rachel said. Do 3 morphs, 6 changes, including one that's totally new, all that quickly? I asked her. You all say I'm the fastest morpher. The one who gets control of a new morph easiest. I'm the person for this job. To my surprise, Jake nodded. Cassie's right. It's her job. He took my hand. But we'll be there for you. The 4 of us walked into the surf. Axe had to sit this one out. He would have had to morph back to his original form, and that probably wouldn't have gone over too well at the beach. We had chosen a spot far from the lifeguards. We didn't want someone deciding we needed to be rescued. I splashed into the cold surf. Water bubbled around my ankles, then my legs, my waist. I plunged forward and swam away from shore. The others were right behind me. Tobias had flown to the top of the cliff to rest up for a few seconds. I swam out to sea, and as I swam, I focused on the first morph. Some morphs are terrifying. Some are disgusting. Some overwhelm you with their animal instincts of fear and hunger. Other morphs make you feel invincible with their power. And some morphs, not many, but a few, are simply wonderful. As I swam, I felt my face bulge out and out and out. I felt my legs begin to fuse together. I felt my skin become thick and rubbery. I could even feel my lungs shut down for a moment, and a second later were sucking air from a hole behind my head. From far off, I heard Tobias's thoughts speak, faint but understandable.
It's coming! The Balik, it's coming!
I was a creature with feet but no legs, hands that were flat and gray, and no arms. I had human eyes that still stung from the salty sweat, but a blowhole in the back of my neck. I was half-human, half-bottlenose dolphin. I rolled onto my side and looked upwards.
and there it was, Mr. Three's hunting dog. The Valik, the dust monster, a tornado of energy-hungry particles that swirled like a small tornado. I dove beneath the waves, and when I surfaced, it was still there, but it had not come closer. Stop ruining my phone.
It doesn't like the water,
Marco said. I guess not, I agreed. You were right, Cassie, Rachel said. Let's hope so. I felt the last of the changes as I became a true dolphin. The joy. I had forgotten how happy the dolphin was. It seemed strange given what we were up against. But still, with all our worry, the dolphin joy was hard to contain. Let's go find this whale, Rachel said. We took off at full dolphin speed. I fired a series of clicks from the organ in my head. The clicks resounded through the water and came back to me in echoes. The echoes painted a picture of what was in the water around me. I have him on echolocation, I told the others.
Yeah, Jake agreed.
Jake agreed? A little less, not far now. Soon, I could hear the whale crashing through the water. We raced up alongside him, faster than he was, but insignificant beside his huge bulk. It was like running next to a truck or a train. His flank was a gray wall, scarred and dotted with crusts of barnacles.
Little ones,
the whale said in a voice that was not a voice, in words that were not really words at all.
Strange cloud above.
He kept moving, not really caring whether we were there or not. The Valik kept pace above us, not able to attack, but not drawn off either. Okay, guys, it's time. Get ready. I began to demorph. Easier said than done. I was moving at whale speed, much faster than I could swim as a human.
Great one, do not die.
That's her.
Sorry. The italicized thing is throwing me off. Great one, do not die, I asked the whale. Whether he heard me or understood me, let alone agreed, I could not understand. I could not say. It's hard to describe the way a whale communicates. The dolphins can hear their thoughts speak, but it isn't words, really. More like strange, beautiful pictures that simply appear in your mind.
Jake and Rachel sidled up next to me. They pressed their snouts against me and pushed me through the water. I demorphed, and slowly my dolphin tail split to become legs. My flippers sliced into fingers. I was fully human
running
again
water.
And gasping for breath. My face just out of the water. Just 2 feet off the water, the Valik hovered, hungry, waiting for a chance. I pressed my human hands against the side of the whale. I focused my mind on the process of acquiring. I felt wrong, somehow, as if I should have asked the whale's permission. But the slow, vague...
I'm just going to go back to the girl.
Good. Slow, vague communication of the whale does not allow for explanations. I needed his DNA. He slowed and almost stopped. It was the acquiring trance. All animals become calm while they are being acquired. But it was hard to think of the whale as being just an animal. I had dealt with whales before. They are not intelligent in the same way humans are, but they have minds, and I believe souls. When I was done acquiring the Great One's DNA, I took my hands from him. I'm done, I said, getting a mouthful of salt water. My friend slowed down, and the whale pulled away. Now I was one of the most awkward things in the world, a human being in the ocean. I didn't fear drowning, because my friends were all around me in dolphin morph, but with the Valik hanging above us like a low ceiling of gnashing teeth, it was creepy. Creepy. Is Tobias ready? I asked.
He's up above the Valik, Jake said. How are you holding up?
So far, I spit salt water out of my mouth.
Yeah.
So far, so good. I'm ready.
Chapter 42.
It's not my favorite kind of flying. Hawks are not like geese. We can't power fly hour after hour. Personally, I don't know how geese do it. A hawk likes a bit of a headwind to get lift for the takeoff. I had that, at least. But most of the time we hunt from trees, swooping down on unwary mice or rabbits. We don't go for a serious altitude unless we can get some free lift from a thermal. Otherwise, it's hard work flapping and flapping for altitude. But I couldn't complain. Cassie had a worse job. She rode my back in cockroach morph. She'd had to finish the morph while literally underwater to keep away from the Valique. She had morphed from human to dolphin to human to cockroach already, and more was coming. Hanging in there? I asked her.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm fine. Is the Valique following us?
No, the others are keeping it distracted down below. They're doing partial morphs, keeping it down near the surface of the water.
Good. How are you doing?
No problem, I said. It was a lie. I was strained for every foot of altitude I could get, and I was wearing out. I had to get up as high as possible. Cassie would need every foot I could give her. We were making progress. At about 100 feet, I guess a nice gust of wind that rode up to a thousand feet or so, but then it was dead air for a while. Totally dead air. I was struggling. Tobias?
Yeah, Cassie?
Sorry.
Tobias?
Yeah, Cassie?
Think this will work?
If I get you enough altitude, it'll work.
Are you ever afraid?
Who, me? I'm afraid of everything. I know I'm a predator and all, but do you know how many predators I have after me? Every golden eagle, every falcon. You know how fast they are? It's like getting hit by a bullet. They make me look like the Goodyear blimp. Then there are the raccoons and foxes and snakes and every occasional nervy house cat. And that's just the natural environment. Add that to the yurt, and the fact that I wake up sometimes and don't remember exactly what I am, boy or bird. Yeah, Cassie, I'm afraid a lot of the time.
How do you handle it?
Who says I handle it? There's only one way to deal with fear. Be afraid. Be afraid, and then go ahead and do what you have to do anyways.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Listen, Tobias, if I don't make
Oh, shut up. You're going to make it.
If I don't, you know, then tell Jake that someday he has to tell my parents, okay? Someday, if it's ever safe, tell them what happened to me. Promise?
Sure, Cassie, I promise.
Just don't tell my dad what happened to his truck.
She added, forcing a brave laugh.
Okay, Tobias.
Nope.
Thanks for the... Oh. Just don't tell...
He thinks it was stolen.
He thinks it was stolen. We better leave it at that.
Cassie, this is it, kid. I can't go any higher.
Okay, Tobias. Thanks for the ride.
I felt her scuttle down along my wing. And a second later, I saw her falling, spinning. A girl who had become a cockroach, now falling from a mile up, trying to draw a monster to attack her. A girl who thought she was a coward. It's amazing how people can just not know themselves at all. With my hawk eyes, I saw her grow and grow. As human DNA reasserted itself, and I saw the Valique turn its many mouths toward the sky.
Chapter 43.
Cassie. Okay. I fell, almost blind, with cockroach eyes. With cockroach eyes. I fell. I focused my mind on one thing, morphing. No time to wonder where the ocean surface was. No time to worry about the Valique. Morph, morph, morph. Hands, legs, arms, eyes. Eyes! I could see. Below me, as far as I could see, in every direction, water. Tiny white peaked waves. We haven't played any play show.
Yeah, I was thinking we'll just do that by itself tonight.
Oh, just, like, play a bunch of
things. Yeah, let's not ruin the awesomeness of
this. Okay. Sorry. I didn't mean to ruin awesomeness. Actually, you should play our long, sad thing. Let's see. But you turned us down. You think? You feeling it? Or should we have the Cassie thing? Nope. Look at the pad! It's all laid out. Cassie theme is above and to the left. That's Visser 3.
I like it right now.
Okay. Hands, legs, eyes. I could see. Below me, as far as I could see, in every direction, water. Tiny white peaked waves. Ripples that caught the sunlight. It was beautiful. Blue sky above, blue water below. Water that would be as hard as concrete if I hit it too fast.
See?
I could see Tobias circling above, and in the water below, the tiny pale gray cylinders of Jake and Rachel and Marco. And then, coming up to meet me like a tornado, the Valique.
It had sensed the morphing energy from my transformation back to human. Was I fully human? Yes, I must be, because the exhaustion that hit me in a wave made my eyes flutter and my limbs go weak. Too many morphs, too quickly. And now, morph, I ordered myself. Focus, concentrate, believe. But the changes were too slow, so slow. I focused my mind, but I was so tired, and it was so easy to just fall and fall and fall. Morph, Cassie, do it! I felt changes. I felt myself growing. And then it was on me. The belief, fire, ropes of dust at me. They wrapped around me, like the tentacles of an octopus, wrapping around my hands that had become flippers, around my legs that were melting together. Ignore it. Morph. It's the only hope. I felt the belief take my weight. My momentum was slowing, but we were still dropping, me and the belief together. Through the dust storm, I caught a glimpse of the ocean below me. The cigar shapes of my friends were too large, too close. Morph, Cassie, one more time, morph! But I didn't have the strength. I was beaten. And then, at that moment, I felt the edge of the whale's brain brushing against mine. Its instinct, its DNA memory. Help me, I pleaded. In a dream of falling and falling, I reached out to a dark, vast being that I could not define. I reached out for the whale's strength. Morph. Finish the morph. Finish it, and then you can rest. Chapter 44, Rachel. You rocking this?
Yep.
A. God, I love this.
First I couldn't see her, but then the cockroach grew and became larger. I could see her, the dot, way, way up in the sky. Here she comes, I said. The Valik shuddered, sensing this new prey. Should we try to keep the Valik interested in us any longer? I asked.
No,
Jake said.
It's up to Cassie now.
Someday Jake will be a general or a president. He has that ability to make hard decisions, even about people he cares for. She fell and grew and became human again.
She's too close! That's not enough time, I yelled.
The Valik, it'll slow her down, Margo said. None of us had ever done so many morphs in such a short time. It was mind-boggling. It was impossible. And yet, as the Valik wrapped itself around her, she was already spouting the flukes of a humpback whale. Now all we could see was the Valik. The dust storm wrapped around Cassie. It slowed. It slowed, and then... Am I crazy, or is it falling faster? Margo asked.
Yes, she did it!
Like a rock, the Valik fell faster, faster. It could not support the growing weight. It had not been able to lift an elephant, and what it was holding now was so much bigger. It was wrapped around a full-grown humpback whale, and it was falling toward the ocean. At the last second, the Valik tried to break free, but it had wrapped itself too tightly around the prey that it was no longer prey. I dove beneath the surface just in time to witness... The tornado hit the water. All the billions of particles slammed into the ocean waves. In a split second, it was gone, washed away. And exploding away from the doomed Valik, emerging from the wasted tornado, was a huge, sleek creature that depth charged 50 feet straight down.
Cassie, are you all right?
There was no answer. The whale fell through the water.
Cassie, answer me!
And then there came a kick from that massive whale tail. Cassie yelled,
"Take that, you bag of wind!"
Cassie power-kicked her way to the surface and shot clear out of the water.
"Hey, Mr. Three!"
Cassie crowed.
"I washed your dog for you!"
She fell back with a mighty splash, and we raced to join her.
"Good job, Cassie,"
Jake said.
"Scratch one Valik."
"I can't believe it," Marco said. "We actually won! We won! We flat-out kicked butt!" "Cassie, you must be exhausted," Tobias said, swooping low and slow above us.
"Not anymore," Cassie shred. "I feel great. I thought we were beat. And guess what? We aren't. Not yet. Not by a long shot."
Then to my total amazement, she began to sing the deep, strange, haunting song of the humpback.
There we go.
The sound waves thrilled me. I don't quite know why.
"What are you singing?"
Jake asked her.
"What are the words?"
"Isn't words exactly," Cassie said. "Oh, sorry."
"But if it were, it would be just one word."
hope.
And God was Mega Man number one.
Yep.
The Andalites, yes.
Yeah. So, we're going to finish this hour off with some play shows.
I guess so. But
and PSAs. Where are the PSAs?
Do the PSAs first.
Where are those?
We might.
How, where are the PSAs? That PSAs. The thing that says PSA.
Yeah, but
not
yet.
We'll see. We can discuss these. We'll discuss these.
What's the PSA?
Play. Oh, what am I?
Yay.
Well, there you go, people.
We need to keep antibiotic.
Something like that, yeah. Okay, so I don't like this, so we're going to go take two. We'll go with this.
Tasty. You know what I picture when we listen to this?
Nope.
Spaghetti, moonlight, and two dogs eating a noodle.
It's a tale.
And then enter a woman in red dress who's married to a rabbit.
I will wait for you just a thousand summers. I will wait for you till you're here beside me. Till I'm holding you, till I hear you sigh, hear you smile.
I can hear her, though.
Playing a couple of close calls, but we'll have an interview.
Whoa, what was that?
Yay.
Hello?
Oh, hi.
Can you hear me?
Yep. Oh, I guess we're
fine. I can barely hear you guys.
Sorry.
Zach.
I'm playing with buttons.
Pause.
Yes.
Are you still there?
We're still here.
We're still here.
Oh, okay. That was kind of scary.
Don't worry. There will still be more stuff to laugh at and
roll on the floor about.
All right.
R-O-F-L-O-L. No.
Lingo going
no.
on. All right,
stop
well,
that.
I look forward to more. Just
I used LOL
to make sure
for the first time.
Disappeared because I came back from taking care of things and there was weird music coming on.
What are you talking about? That's not weird music. It's awesome music.
No, it's weird.
Go away.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's okay, but it doesn't fit with the show.
No, it
good
doesn't.
Point.
So
that's because Matt's not here.
You know, throw in some more carbon leaf
Mr.
or
Radio,
this is
some
care
good
of everything.
Thing or, you know.
Keep quiet. She's still talking. We don't want to interrupt.
Sorry, I interrupt people. It's what I do.
It's okay. Sometimes I blab, so I need to be interrupted. All right.
Okay,
bye.
Okay, bye. We're going to finish this one up, and then we'll discuss.
Rain. You know how to send that thing for rain. The red dress on. She can burn land on that long time. Hey, it's all right. Don't you treat me wrong. Come and love it better on that long time. Thank you.
And you were just listening to Marcio Barker. Oh, Maceo Barker.
Parker.
Ah, Maceo Parker.
Way rude.
Go away. On Roots and Grooves.
He looks like a big man.
And
probably kill you.
He's pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah, he's a
And that's
guy.
The song What I Say. And if you can name the guy who did the original of that song, well, props to you, Colin. He was an awesome artist. That earlier song that we played was off of the album Le Chemin. I'm not French. And it was I Will Wait For You by Jessica Fachot. I don't know how you pronounce it. Anyways, so I'm going to take this time to make a quick announcement. Hey, Kyle, guess what this next week is?
A really horrible week.
No, but in commemoration of it being a really horrible week, you know what this is? It's engineering week, yeah.
Hey, phone call.
You're on Animal Arts,
the radio drama.
Uncensored.
Advertiser for engineering week.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hi. Yeah, sorry I couldn't make it in this week. I'm
oh, it's Matt. I couldn't recognize his voice because he's all sick and stuff.
Yeah, I figured reading Visser 3 would be just about the worst thing I could do.
That could have been awesome.
Hey, go to sleep, man. You should get some rest.
Yeah.
No, I have homework.
Wait, hold on. We have to do something for you. I don't know if you heard this, but here's to you. Yes, that's clapping, Matt. That's clapping because we had to do your job today. And instead, we decided to put it off to the last minute, and we are currently in the middle of playing all the play shows in a row.
I noticed that. So
and Joe says, Mr. Radio, she misses your voice.
Thanks, Kyle.
Yeah.
All right, I'll let you guys get back to play show.
Thanks, man. Keep it real.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Hey, so if you've got a question, a general comment, insult, or you just want to discuss the books, feel free to call in right now. We've got some time.
Dude, hang up on me.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. That is so cool. I like that. Okay, so we're going to listen to, off of the album No Kids, You Look Good to Me. So we'll see what this gives us. Here we go. We're just listening to You Look Good to Me off of the album No Kids. That's actually was an album produced right here, well, not here in Portland, but up in Vancouver. So there you go, some local music. Next up, we're going to hear some more of that Maceo Parker stuff.
No!
What?
Find something better.
This is a song called To Be or Not To Be. And if it's good, well, I guess that's the question. Maceo Parker, everyone.
Cold, dark nights somewhere.
Thank you.
busting out some funky rhythms there.
He's okay, I guess.
Here on Animorphs, the radio drama.
On Sunday.
You're listening to KDUP.edu. Or if you somehow got us on the radio, you're listening to us at 1580 AM, the sound of Portland. You can call us tonight at 503-943-7121. You can also check us out on our webpage, www.animorphs-uncensored.com. You can also email us at
animorph_radio@yahoo.com.
You can also check us out on Facebook. We have a Facebook group entitled Animorphs: The Radio Drama. And, by the way, Joe, whatever he said, it's not true. So, you're actually listening to Animorphs, the Radio Drama, Uncensored, the bonus ending to Megamorphs.
Yay, bonus ending where we just blast you with PSAs and music you don't want to hear.
Basically. So, hey, check this out. This week, as we were discussing, but we're so rudely interrupted by...
the alien.
Who were we interrupted by last time?
Don't recall.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, it's Engineering Week this week here at University of Portland. Also, well around the United States and pretty much everywhere. So it's Engineering Week. So, hey, have you hugged an engineer recently? Hey, you should go hug an engineer. Hey, it's awesome. I like saying hey. So, guess what? In order to commemorate this memorious occasion of Engineering Week...
Commemorate memories.
We're putting on a whole bunch of different festivities over the course of the week.
You are loud,
yeah,
today.
I am loud, aren't I? So, what we're going to be doing is putting on a movie in BC Odd. It's going to be tomorrow night. And, Matt, call in if I'm wrong, but I believe it starts starting at 6... Or 7.
Question mark?
6 o'clock.
Dude, I got drafted to do the roast. Did I tell you that?
Awesome. Sweet. That's another thing coming up. Oh. And what we're doing is...
sweet.
So we're
I don't
want
to pick on Bodie.
So what we're going to be doing is doing a... It's an engineering movie. October Sky, of course, classic. Going to be playing in BC Auditorium tomorrow. We're also going to be on Tuesday sponsoring a Engineering Future session.
Engineering Future!
Which is pretty darn cool. It's a training session because, as we all know, engineers don't have people skills. So if you want to come and watch engineers, try to learn how to have people skills.
Mommy, look! Look at that one! It's an engineer!
Oh, and we got a phone call. You're on Animorphs.
The radio drama.
Uncensored.
Thank you.
Hey, it's 7:30.
Okay. The movie, right from the horse's mouth, everyone, starts at 7:30 in BC Auditorium. Thank you, Matt.
Mm-hmm,
I'm
fine.
Supposed to show up at 6, though, right?
But the roast is going to be cooler.
What?
Sorry.
Hey, Matt.
What?
I'm supposed to show up at 6, though, right?
I'm trying.
7.
7? Okay, I'll show up at 7. Okay, bye.
That'd be awesome. Thanks, bye.
Yep, bye. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, you just heard it right from here. That's our very own movie coordinator. He's done a lot of work. He's been doing a great job. There's going to be refreshments served, and we're going to be undercutting the prices of the Cove. So take advantage of those. All proceeds are going to be going to Engineers Without Borders, which is a great program. Great program.
Yeah, you build things outside of your borders.
Basically. It's a pretty cool thing.
That's why we don't have any.
And then also throughout the week, we're going to be having some little booths set up outside of Franz. Hopefully, that's what we're hoping. It's going to have some engineering demonstrations of like cool things that engineers do, because we actually do cool things.
We did one or two things once.
And then I also believe this week is the week that we're having the outreach program, the inaugural presentation of the outreach program.
Where we just reach out and talk about how the lights of the buildings and cars look like reflections of the stars that shine so clear and bright.
Stop it!
That night.
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
It was daytime.
Yes. Oh, gosh. Anyway, shut up. Shut up, you. Anyway, and then we're going to be having these awesome things, so check those out.
Reach out.
And then, guess what, Kyle? What's happening on Friday night?
Is that when the roast is?
That is.
What time?
I believe it starts at 4.
Roast starts at 4. Basically, we tricked Doty into preparing, to sitting in a chair, and then we make fun of the fact that he's unusually tall, doesn't know how to play basketball, and has a goatee that covers his neck.
Don't use up all your material right now, man.
No, I'll save it for later.
Okay,
Nobody's listening now. We kicked him off the air with the what do you call him?
Okay. So anyways, yeah, check them all out. It's going to be an awesome, fun time. Engineers know how to have a good time, too.
I don't.
And, yeah, it's going to be cool. I'm not forgetting. Oh, and there's also the SWE job fair.
SWE.
So if you're an engineer and you're getting a real degree.
Or you're a girl.
Go and check out the SWE job fair.
SWE.
And they're going to be giving away free jobs.
It's like the lazy way of saying
not really.
Sweet.
Yeah.
SWE.
Except not.
SWE.
So this is DJ Kyle Meckling and DJ CJ Hanley.
Can I call myself
no
DJ JD Mernader?
No. Hey, oh, and great news. The writing for the Ann Morrison Radio Drama Uncensored should probably shape up now that our writers can come back to work for us.
Yay, writers!
So, good news for the writers. Their strike is over.
They're not striking anyone anymore.
So all those shows that you were worried about sucking, hopefully will suck no more.
Eh, well, I always maintain that they suck to begin with.
We're having technical
DJ's having technical
We're
going
to try to have
he
a
press the button.
No,
and then we were supposed to press the button, and he didn't press it right.
Yeah, fine. See? Good job.
You were the one that pressed the button.
No, you pressed the button.
Just press the button.
Press the button. Yeah.
Thank you.